Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Aleph Unishmas Psaltsavi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So here we are, just after Rosh Hashanah, the year of the Churban, only 2 months after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and everything is in chaos. Gedaliah ben Achikam was appointed provincial governor by the Babylonians, but he was assassinated by another Jew, Yishmael ben Nesanya, who managed to actually escape after murdering more than 100 people, killing pilgrims who were on their way, killing Gedaliah, killing anybody who was defending Gedaliah. And then Yochanan ben Kareach, who was the seeming leader of everybody who's left, isn't sure what to do, and so he's panicking. It's a very accurate representation of what happens when everything disintegrates and society falls apart and there's no leadership and there's no sense of unity and there's no sense of direction. But now they're running to Mitzrayim in a misguided attempt to escape the Babylonians, who they are afraid are going to blame them for the death of the appointed governor. Vayikashu kol sareach hayolim, Yochanan ben Kareach, and all of the officers of the army, and Yochanan ben Kareach, who seems to be the leader for the moment, Vizanya ben Hoshaya, and another officer named Yizanya ben Hoshaya, and Rabbi Breuer, following his idea that he thinks that Yochanan is not much of a leader, says that Yizanya is marching side by side with Yochanan. Who is the real leader, he asks. V'chol ha'am mikatan v'yad gadol, and all of the people, from small to big, from lesser types of people, the least to the greatest people. Pasuk beis, v'yomer el Yirmiyahu ha'navi, and finally it occurs to somebody, hey, maybe we should ask the Navi whether we're doing the right thing. Tipol na techino asenu lefanecha, let our entreaty, our begging, our techino, our prayer be accepted. Espalel ba'adenu el Hashem Elokecha, and please pray for us on our behalf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. Bad move right away to say Elokecha, not Elokeinu. His God should show us the way of what we should do. They are, Rabbi Breuer points out, through this Lashon, estranged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that they made a decision using their own volition and panic without really thinking about it and without asking what they should do is a sign of how it's an afterthought for them rather than a primary motivator. It's not hard to understand why they are feeling abused and abandoned and far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We read Eicha. We know that that's one of the great themes of Megillas Eicha, is the fact that we feel God's presence is not with us. Remember, this is less than 60 days later, so the people are really feeling like they're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you daven, ba'ad kol ha'sheiris hazos, on behalf of all of this remnant, all that we have left, ki nisharnu ma'ad meharbe, very few of us have remained from the many. Kasher inecha ro'oso sanu, as you can see when you look at us, there's almost none of us left. We've got nothing. So the Das Sofrim says that they're going to beg Yirmiyahu because they saw that Yirmiyahu became withdrawn and immersed in sorrowful musings since the destruction and these more recent tragic events. So the Das Sofrim says some of this is on Yirmiyahu as well, that he just has nothing left in the tank. He tried so hard. He worked so hard. For 40 years, he was reviled and disdained and rejected by the very people who he was trying to save. And now they come to him, and he's a mess, and they're a mess. Gimel, v'yaged lanu Hashem Elokecha sederach hasher nelech bo, and let the Lord your God tell us the way we're supposed to go. Tell us what we're supposed to do. Prophesy not only on behalf of God, but on behalf of us. What should we be doing? Should we be going to Egypt? Is this the right thing to do? Yirmiyahu has not lost his clarity of vision, but the rest of the people have. V'sadavar asher naseh, what are we supposed to do now? What path do we take? Do we go to Egypt? Do we stay here? Do we try to find somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael? How should we survive? What should we do when we get to Egypt, if we get to Egypt? Dalad vayomer aleihem Yirmiyahu anavi shamati hinani mispalel al Hashem Elokeichem kedivreichem. So a subtle and not so subtle mussar. Shamati, I have heard you, says Yirmiyah. So I am going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, Elokeichem, Kedivreichem, as you have requested. He's not my God. He's your God. He's all of you. Don't despair. Don't detach. Don't estrange yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. V'ayakol adavar asher yana Hashem eschem, agid lochem. And whatever God answers you, I will tell you. So he's giving them agency. They came to him in victimhood. They came to him in helplessness. And they said, yeah, you tell us what to do. You go to your God and you hatch up a plan and tell us where we're supposed to go. And he says, no. You want to ask him. That's what I'll do on your behalf. But you are agents in your own future. One thing about America is that the current force in government is to encourage passivity and victimhood and dependence. And Yirmiyah is saying, even at the worst of possible times for the Jewish people, less than 2 months after the Korban, you are agents of your own future. Lo emna mikem davar. I will not hold anything back from you. Hey, vehema amru el Yirmiyahu. And so they said to Yirmiyah, Yihi Hashem banu le'ed emes v'ne'amon. Beautiful statement of faith. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a true and faithful witness between us. Im lo kechol adavar asher yishlachacha Hashem elokecho eleinu keina na'aseh. If we will not perform all that the Lord your God will relate to you. So for a moment there, they're saying, we're going to accept. Na'aseh v'nishma mamish. Na'aseh. Then v'nishma. We will accept in advance everything that we are told. Whatever price there is, we're going to do it. But notice that they still haven't changed from their statement of Hashem Elokecha. So on the one hand, they're doing a tremendous thing by repeating Na'aseh v'nishma like our forefathers on the way out of Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, they're still saying Hashem Elokecha because they haven't felt that distance shrink yet.